Hey everybody, and welcome to On Calm with Justin, Jacko, and Danny. Every week we say that this week is going to be a little different, and this week is going to be quite different because we have a special guest co-host. Hi, Inky.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Inka, Inka Magnaye? Oh, is that you?
What?
Magnaye?
Wait, what are we doing here? Is it a Wednesday?
Huh? What? In the future?
Are we live?
Oh, come on.
Danny, what can we expect from this episode?
So actually, it's very interesting because we actually called one of our previous romantic partners in this episode. We will not tell you which one or who. You will have to listen to the episode to find out.
Jacko?
Yeah, this episode is just relationship goals, if there ever was one. And you could hear Jacob in the background. So I'm going to end it at that. It's a lot of love, a lot of love, a lot of love, and a lot of relief. This is a product of it. You can hear him right now.
So if you want to hear conversation about chemistry, long-term friendships and relationships, flaws, and what your exes would say about you, enjoy the episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jacko,
and Danny.
Who is about to do that beatbox intro?
On Call. Oh, ever, with Justin, Jacko, and Danny.
You forgot Inka's name again.
Fuck
it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to wake you up, bro. This is the problem when we start recording at 9:34 p.m., right? Is you need...
I have green tea. I'm going to take my first sip of green tea.
Freaking down it, bro. Let's do it. Come on.
We need more energy.
Just down it.
ASMR green tea.
Oh, go. That's disgusting. Yes, it's quite disgusting. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another week with us on call. And this week, we figured we would get someone on a recording level, right? Like before, the first time we had her on the show, on this specific show, it was just via phone. And now she has this beautiful Rode mic in front of her and everything. And we've been wanting to get her on the show for a while as a co-host, just to kind of see how that flows and just have fun with it. Because we just love a chemistry with her. Ladies and gentlemen, our co-host for the night, Inka Magnaye.
Good evening,
Inka. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Happy to be here.
Oh, that's amazing to hear, Inka. I'm so glad.
Sure. Quite right. Yeah.
I do have my green tea.
Do you also have your green grape soju?
Do you
also
that I do.
There it is. It seems like we're very green today.
Ay nako. Maging explicit ba tong episode na to?
Ay, hindi ko alam.
The past two episodes, we got away with not being explicit. I gotta say, like, I'm proud of us.
Oh, now that I'm here, who's to say?
Oh,
I'm
just kidding.
Oh, no.
What? Wait, did we ever have episodes that were... Oh, wait, we do.
We do. Our first one was with Sam.
But we're not that bad.
Our first one was with
Sam. Was like... I think the only one was with Sam.
No. Jim also. Because if you say any four-letter cuss word, pretty much, it's explicit na.
Yeah. Start it off now, para we could just check the box na puwet.
That's so cute, Jacko. That's your explicit four-letter customer.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, welcome to On Call. I'm the worst guy here, pa.
That's so cute.
I'm wondering what Justin's four-letter customer is.
That's cute.
I just like to say, we had the first ever last call, on call kind of after party.
We did a couple days ago. Promotor si ano, Justin eh.
No. But you know what? I was so happy I chimed in. I didn't expect myself to come back. Okay, to for the uninitiated, the people obviously that weren't there. We just, you know, we usually have a Zoom call right after to talk about, you know, how the show went and all that.
Yeah. But and for those of you who listened to our previous Spotify episode, we have a mom, diba? Dun sa open-minded episode. Meeting after meeting, diba?
Yeah. And for the first time... Wait, sino nagtawag ng Zoom Newman? Who was the one who wanted it?
It was actually Justin and I, right? Justin's like, ano? You know what? I'm like, yeah.
Pero why? Why? What was the...
Logic.
Yeah, what sparked it?
Okay, you know what I think?
I was curious.
You know what I think? Okay, yeah. I think that Dungeons & Dragons may have something to do with it. Last Saturday, so every Saturday, sort of. Well, for the past two Saturdays, past three, yeah. And I think we're going to end it this weekend. I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons with Jaco and the Paperbug TV crew, right? And on last week's
without
episode...
Without me, guys. Without me.
Yeah, we don't want Danny there. On last week's episode... We found ourselves in an inn and a bar, right? And yeah, for me, yeah, like, so I'm like, cool. I'm a paladin who's not connected to a deity yet. So I don't have a group of friends. I don't have a connection to a god in the game, right? And so I'm sort of like trying to find significant relationships around me, right? We found ourselves in a bar.
Oh, I know what it is.
And yeah. Then we found ourselves in a bar. And then so the barkeep was like, you know, can I mix you guys something? Who wants a drink? I was like, okay, let me join in. And I'll try to chug it all at once, right? For what, posterity's sake? Is that the word? Is that,
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like for team building kind of thing. Yeah, but I don't know. Exactly. And then so after we did that, he gave us plus one inspiration.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I like to be inspired. And you know what? I think we should take this to our on-call team too. You know what I mean? Here's a little inspiration for everyone.
One point. So you're literally inspired by D&D.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I got to say. Yeah. I got to say. Because it forces
He also
you.
Wanted to like swing his sword on like barrels of like alcohol, by the way.
Let me just.
That's D&D sword, huh? Not like... No euphemism.
Here
no,
we go.
No double entendre.
Magiging explicit talaga to, no?
I told you. Now that I'm here, I
just thought. What do you call this? Because if you play Final Fantasy VII, right, like the remake, you literally have to crash. You have to break crates and stuff to get like potions and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
And it's an RPG. D&D is an RPG. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll break some crates out here and get some potions from a pot. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then they're all like,
yeah, he's a chaotic paladin because he wants to break some crates.
He's
chaotic neutral.
and then we went on a quest, and then like there's this little
old man he wants to put us on a quest, but he's very shy and he's for some reason he's looking up to the right.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep eye contact with anybody, whatever it is.
And so I told my DM, I was like, can I look him in the eye and follow him just to see if he's lying?
Because
I just want to see. But he made me do a charisma check because I'm not trying to cause him harm. I'm literally just like playing with him kind of thing. Right?
You're giving and because an of old that, man a stare down. What kind of paladin stares an old man down?
Ganito, okay, Danny. First of all,
he's just salty that he's not part of your game. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Can you like, wala ka dito sa conversation? Pwede ba? Pwede ba?
Danny, it's fine. I'm not in that game too. If you need kasama,
you know
I'm not
what?
There.
Inka, let's start our own D&D.
Yeah, go.
I'm okay. Thanks.
That's what you get, Dan. All right.
Ah, my heart.
No, but anyway, so also for on call, like. We've been recording, at least for us guys, right? We've been recording twice a week already for like, how many, what, 2 months, 3 months now?
Then surprisingly.
And on call live, you know, like with Inka also, like we work hard still. And I remember Danny saying something like, "Wait about mag team building tayo?" So I was like, you know what? Yeah, we need at least a couple hours where we don't talk about work and we just catch up and have fun and stuff. So that became a little Zoom Newman.
Yeah.
No, but I really enjoyed it. I have to say, it was a breath of fresh air. I really missed. You know what? It's not even the drinks. It's the socializing. Yeah. It's
same.
And I see you guys every week, right? Yeah. But it's not work. It was just us watching music videos. Yeah. I mean, we watched 90s music videos. We watched a lot of Michael Jackson. Yeah. We watched a lot of TLC.
We did a little karaoke.
Who knew? Yeah, who knew that was something that we all deserved? Not even needed. Yeah. You know, deserved.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
all deserved it.
Actually, yeah, no, that's so interesting anyway, too, because like I see you guys every week on Wednesdays, and to hang out with all of, like, especially Jaco, because I've only met Jaco online, right? And we've never hung out in person, and every
time
we
really hung out. Yeah,
yeah, it's because of work, because we do a show together. So that was actually the first time I got to socialize with you in a different setting. So that was nice too.
Yeah, and it was fun. You know what it is like? I really appreciated. So I was so happy I went back. I stayed until like 3 a.m. or something like that, right? But I appreciated that everyone had their hair down, their walls down. They were just, you know, we were talking about...
Danny and I had our walls down.
I said a few stuff I don't even remember saying, apparently.
And that's why I think today's kind of gathering is a great follow-up to it, but also a great continuation of it. Yeah, I think Justin should take this one on what we're going to be doing.
Bakit ako? Bakit ako?
Alam, naisip ko lang.
No, you said you said so, right? So
there's that pout. Yeah.
So do you want to so na?
Bakit ako? So na? State of the Nation address? I want that. Ah, wait. We have too many of those.
Remember, I know. Remember that card game.
I have so many of those nowadays. sorry.
Remember that card game we were playing? You want to do a few questions, this time with Inca on board.
Yeah, so we were thinking about that. And to your credit, Dan, good job on this recommendation of that card game.
Nice.
It's turning out to be good content. Good inspiration for content.
So Danny, tell us more about this card game that, you know, we briefly played on the very first episode that we didn't have a guest.
All right. So, well, it's apparently it's Filipino. The reason why I purchased it, I didn't even know it was local or Pinoy. I just saw it on an Instagram. And the thing is, I usually play this with people I want to get to know on a deeper level. I have this game that I go, okay, random question time. Right, and then
pull out the cards. How it works?
It reminded me of this game. So it was a game that I used to play with whoever, whether it's someone I was dating or a group of friends that I wanted to get to know. And I'd be like, okay, let's do. Maybe we could even do this. But basically, it's three levels, right? Easy, medium, hard. Okay, that's how. Okay. This is the one, my version. Okay, so easy level. Everyone asks an easy question. What's your favorite color, for example? So if I ask this easy question, if I go, what's your favorite color? I have to also put in mind that I have to answer the question as well.
Okay.
So everyone goes, okay, red, blue, whatever, right? And then I have to say my answer. And then everyone does one easy round, and then we go to medium round. And we go more thought-provoking question, right? Until everyone answers again, and finally, we go to the hard round. And then when I saw this ad, kasi, it was like all of the questions in the deck are hard. You know, they're like hard rounds straight away. Na parang, oh, whoa, like, okay, I have to answer that. Like, and it's interesting because usually run out of hard questions to ask. So when I saw the ad, I was like, well, it would be nice to have 52 cards of really hard questions that I could just pull out and, you know, start asking people to get to know them better, right? Okay. So I got the box says, it's conceived in Manila, printed in Belgium. Oh, social, diba?
Go Porque taga Belgium, social na siya, no?
Kaso I left it in my picnic basket. And so, like, some of the cards kind of stuck together.
I am curious. Why do you have a picnic basket? Where do you go out on picnics?
I went on a picnic for one of the dates during this quarantine, right? And because wala masyado tayong income ngayong quarantine, kailangan budget yung ano natin. Yung mga dates natin,
picnic,
kasi,
picnic basket naman.
It's good kasi outdoor, diba?
Yeah, yeah. True. So also the fact that it's also healthier to do things in open air spaces, diba? Yeah. You're not in confined environments. So basically, I made a few sandwiches, packed a few snacks, got the SoCards cards, and a banig, right? And I had a date in a park where we were just asking each other the SoCard card questions and
that's
getting
nice
to know each other. So yun.
So booking ka.
I can imagine you pull out lang. Hey, biglang mamaya, I have these cards. But you know what? I miss the first time we ever played this. You know, nabitin tayo because we were recording on a time constraint
crunch
at that time. So yeah, so that's the mechanics. I guess you know. Let's start with our first card.
Let's get into it.
Take it away, Danny.
Do you believe, I always have to start with so. Do you believe in chemistry? Okay. Do you believe chemistry is inherent? Or is it something you can develop over time?
Oh.
Who goes first?
Oh. May bataya na lang. And then,
let's just say black or white.
Guys, ready?
May Taya, white.
White.
Taya, white.
Oh, Danny's first.
Danny's first. Damn it. All right. So, again, the question is, do you believe that chemistry is inherent or can it be developed over time? I think that it's a combination of both. Going back to the argument of nurture versus nature that I mentioned on the other episodes, like a huge chunk of it is something that, if you think about it, chemistry, well, if I had to answer one, I would say developed over time because the person also wasn't the person they were meeting you prior to developing into that. You know what I mean? So it's also, it takes time to become that person. And it just so happens that you're meeting them at that stage and And Justin also mentioned this with the book he was reading. And I also think I mentioned this in a previous episode that if you're going to marry someone, you have to get ready to marry 5 different people over time, right?
So, same person, different stage in his or her life.
Yeah, different stage in their life. So I think that chemistry is definitely developed over time because you're meeting also at a time when your chemistry has developed to a point that it's that strong. If that makes sense. Mm. And it could either get stronger or it could, you know, I don't know. Mm.
Dissipate and get weaker. Mm-hmm. I'll take the next one. I'm on a totally opposite end from what Danny's thinking. For me, because I think chemistry's like, you know, like back in the day, it used to be called magic, right? So you have magic and science. But science is more explainable, but still like amazing, right? Like, chemistry is like that. So, like actual chemistry, I think it's either you have it or you don't. Mm. When you meet someone, that chemical reaction just happens. And for some reason, it feels like magic. And we were just talking about it on the night that we had our drinks. For some of us here, I'd say 50% here, it was magical. It's magical almost on how connected you are with that person that you don't have to talk about it. But that's why I like the, what do you call it? Like the this or that kind of speed question. What do you call it? Like the boy.
First choice.
Flash round.
Speed round.
Yeah, like a speed
round. See, funny thing is, we started it just before it became cool. Not what? Started it, but we were doing it. Speed round stuff. And then it became cool on YouTube. And then now.
Boy Abunda doesn't, I mean, to be fair,
yeah, he does fast talk.
Yeah, but he's in a different medium. Guess we're not in a different age level.
But
you know what I mean? We were trying to make it cool with like speed round. Do you still have
speed
that one there?
Round.
Oh, you mean this?
Speed round, speed round.
It's gonna go. We're gonna be working on that.
Then COVID happened, and then now we had to forego being the first ones to bring it. But yeah, no. I think chemistry is very magical, right? When you meet someone and you don't even talk, you just realize that you guys are so alike, whether it's a friend, a girlfriend, you know, all of that. There are things that you just connect. That's science and that's magic, right? And that's the beauty about it, is that it just clicks. It just makes sense. You know, if we're talking about chemistry, okay, but I think relationships can be built over time. The chemistry can get better, you know, in a scientific sense. You can adjust, you know, these chemical equations to balance it out or whatever.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, so, because a bond is different from chemistry. You know, correct, you can work on a bond.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
a
bond is James.
Yes. Danny is abundant in buns.
Kopon bun.
Kopon bun.
Yeah. How old do you have to be to say kopon bun? No? I just realized.
No, I still have it.
But yeah. That's for me. For me, I think like real chemistry is very magical. I think it can be built over time, but the real chemistry, it's there. It's magic. It's really magic. When you see it,
Sure. I'll take the next one.
All right, go.
I agree with Danny, but I definitely am in Jacko's camp when it comes to this one. Because it's like, it's just one of those. I'm sorry, what? Kuya Jacko. It's just because when you know.
Jacko feels bad now. You called him Kuya Jacko.
No. You know what?
I sobered up a little bit now.
I'm okay.
because it's. Sorry. Because when you have it, you have it. And it you're right. It depends on. It doesn't really have to be in relationships or like romantic relationships. For example, chemistry as a friend, Justin and I have that. Mm-hmm. Like off the bat. You don't agree, ba?
I said,
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't say, bro. My bro at first sight episode tayo, diba? Bro at first sight.
Bro at first sight.
That's the difference, right? Like a different delivery lang in VO, right? Like the is different from It's also different from
excuse me? I was like, what? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, please, you were saying.
Yeah, I have that with Justin, and I've also experienced just like meeting somebody and not platonic level, and it's just so, the chemistry is just so palpable. It's almost, you can cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
And I've also experienced meeting somebody in a romantic sense, but we did not have that chemistry, but happened to build a bond over time. So I've experienced both sides. So that's how, in my
experience. Which one do you prefer? Yeah.
Oh, the chemistry off the bat, for sure.
Right, right.
Because if you experience it firsthand, like for the first time when you meet that person, you can always get it back, I feel.
Oh, yeah. Correct.
Right? You can always revive that spark, because if you guys have that chemistry, then you have that chemistry.
Actually.
But if it's something that you had to build over time, that means you have to like constantly have to work on it instead of it just being like second nature, you know?
Yeah.
You can also, though, have that chemistry and not know about it and then find out you do have that chemistry with that person. Like
what do you mean?
Justin, yeah, what do you, with Justin, I hated the guy, man. Like, I really didn't like him.
But that's different, eh. You
and
didn't
then when
know
I found
him,
out, when yeah. I found out more about him, I was like, may chemistry talaga kami.
I know you told it on the podcast already, but tell Inka that story.
No, wala lang. Like, he was the jock kasi in college, eh. Diba? So parang I was like this cool kid, Mr. Popular, you know. Then I got to know him, and then like ang dami naming in common pala.
Mm. The good story there was you guys were in, I think, the cafeteria. You guys were, you know, he was sitting down in front of you and you guys were checking the classes that you're going to take.
Yeah.
Yes, that too.
And
that
we were
too.
Both, number one, we were both late to enroll. So that alone was like, oh, Kauren. You know,
yeah,
and then we were also enrolling the same class, and then on the first day we were seatmates, like, and all of that was not planned, you know.
Yeah,
it's just magic. It's magic. Yeah, it's fate.
Yeah, and that's I love that. That's my stand on the, because again, I've experienced both sides, and the having to work on chemistry because you guys don't have it initially can get tiring,
right?
You know, because you constantly have to like be conscious about working on it is my, yeah. So there.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Mr. Carino, what do you have?
Next question, please. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh!
No. Oof. So let's see. Is it inherent or is it developed?
Yeah, do you believe chemistry is inherent or is it something you can develop over time?
It's both. And it's up to you which kind of romance you want to pursue. You know what I mean? Mm. Because I've had the crazy, like just the crazy chemistry before, right?
Yeah, like a phew.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, like this has to happen kind of thing, right? And you know, you can't help but think about that person and like, and just think about what they would think about this topic or this movie or whatever it is. With that girl, nothing ever happened because there was so much enthusiasm that it was tiring. That's basically it. And it wasn't,
I get it.
Diba? Yeah. And so it's like, okay, there's so much enthusiasm and it's great. But then I found that after a while, let's say we're texting or whatever, right? Parang tatamarin na lang ako. I'm like, I'm done. That's it. I can't.
It's definitely like a personal, right? I think it depends on, it's a personal taste thing, I think.
It's what you're looking for as well.
Yeah.
I think those 500 days of summer, at least the first half of the movie kind of moments, also end up being the second half of it because there's still two people in play. And any chemical reaction, right? There's still two things at play, right? And then what happens when two chemicals kind of mix, right? When there's a reaction, it changes them, right? It changes them. So that goes back to the argument of Justin. Sorry, I'm a science geek. Justin's thing that like when you do marry someone, you're marrying five different personalities, right? Five different people,
over time,
basically.
Yeah,
because that reaction, that reaction, it happens. And for maybe a brief moment, you have this fizz, right? Mm. But then that fizz, which is the usual first chemical reaction, it will fizzle out. Yeah, and that, you know, that's either a good thing or a bad thing. At the end of it, both of you become changed forever.
Yeah,
true.
Right? So that can be a good experience or a bad experience. But
for me, it's both. Yeah. And again, like...
Correct. I think I agree.
And you also have to take into consideration the fact that there's so many arranged marriages in the world and that they probably, most probably did not have that initial chemistry, but they worked on it and, you know...
But that's why strong, I go back to the question because the wording of the question is it inherent?
Oh, yeah.
So that means, yes, it's inherent.
Yeah.
Because if you have to work on it, that means it isn't. Right?
Yeah. Based on the question.
Smart girl.
I like words.
You're like, I'm agreeing.
I didn't even think about that. I was just because
the operative word is inherent. So that means, yes, it's inherent. Because there are people, when you meet, you know. When you have it, you have it. If you don't, then you have to work on it. That means it isn't inherent with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes with friends. It goes with friends. Yeah. Like me and my best friend, like we share everything together, like without talking. Like, okay, when we have a crush on someone back in high school.
Collective crush.
No. We would play hangman. Okay, we were kids. Okay, high school. Oh, okay. So we would play hangman to guess who our crush is. We're like, yeah, I've met this girl. She's cute. And then we would stay on the phone. I'm lying down on my couch. I'm pretty sure my best friend is lying on the couch. Yeah, and we were playing hangman, and it always ends up the same.
Me and Justin also, we have the same crushes.
Yeah.
What? Hoy, tama ring soju mo, ha?
I'm not even like teasing.
Clue na yun.
I'm just teasing.
You know what? That was fun. That was a fun question.
Yeah, actually, the next question is related. So.
Okay, go.
Okay.
So it's, what's one sign that you would probably stay friends with someone for life?
Oh.
Oh, so yeah, you want to start
this? Yeah, so yeah. For me, one sign is if we're both firm in the faith. Yeah. Because like, let's say for me, diba, I know that like whatever's in the Bible, I'm going to be studying that my whole life.
Yeah.
And I need people who know more about it and who've experienced it and, you know, who have gone through their doubts and have gone through their rough patches and can testify about it. So for me, like I'm most likely going to stay really close to someone who is also firm in the faith and I feel I can learn from. For the long haul. Yeah.
It's a good answer.
I'll take next.
Go.
I like this game now. I was talking to Justin about it. I was like, are we going to play that? Like, you know what? I like it.
I was like, it's fine. It'd be good.
Yeah. You know, for me, it's shared experience. With anyone that you share experience with, depending on what that experience was, but when you come out of that, it bonds you. Every person that I've had that kind of shared experience with, whether it's a long weekend at on a beach, right? Or a problem or something tough or something happy. It doesn't matter what it is, but that shared experience will bond you for life. I don't, like, as I said, my best friend, I don't see him as often. I get to see him maybe once every year, not even. But when we see each other, the things we talk about are still the same memories that we cherish because we share them. Same with my classmates and that. So for me, you know it's a friend forever when they know something about you that is core, that is core to you.
Yeah.
And because I believe most people are inherently good people, right? Mm-hmm. Even the ones that have done bad things, we don't start off that way, right? We never do.
Yeah.
So there is something about someone that's always good. And when you see that and when you know that, and if that is their core, then that's something that you want to be friends with for a long time. And you know, like, you know what? I trust, I don't know. I'm a big loyal kind of friend kind of person, right? I like that whole idea of that ridiculous loyalty when it comes to people, not because of who they like a position or whatever. It's because of that experience. Like if you know someone deeply, you know someone at their core, and you know that core is good, then that is a friend forever. Like, it doesn't matter if you see them 20 years from now. You know the person. It's not a fake thing that was ever thrown at you. That's for me, at least.
Gotcha. Yeah.
How about you? I will end with Inka. I like the new road mic.
It makes it sound so nice.
Yeah.
Then you go first.
We'll end with Inka. Yeah.
We'll end with ordering road mics.
For me, like I was thinking about it, right? And I think it's when the person shows genuine concern for you, you know? And it's concern that it's... Because there's so many people that they're nice to you and that's great, but when someone isn't afraid to cross that line and to rock the boat because they care, then that's someone that you want to keep around. Someone who will correct you out of love, you know? So, ganon.
Sino yan?
You're talking about Justin.
Siyempre, you're talking about Justin.
We know.
I want to add to that. I think, you know what, true friends are those that when you build walls, most people will stay out, but their true friends will try to break those walls down.
Yeah.
You know,
break
like,
it down.
Like, you know,
challenge those walls.
Actually, yeah, I was researching and I'm going to send it to you because it reminded me of the different love languages.
Ooh,
again, are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin asked me this. I remember we were doing 20 questions and then Justin just brought it out. I learned it in school, but like Justin was like, what is your love language? And I'm like, wait, what? That was one of his 20 questions, by the
way.
Yeah,
it's in our,
an episode on YouTube.
It's our YouTube video. 20 questions.
Oh, go, Danny. All right,
so the five, for those listening, this would be interesting. If you have never heard of this before, it's something you might want to look into. So apparently, there are five different love languages. So there's words of affirmation, there's physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service.
Mm.
Well, the way I understand it is you're not limited to just one, right? You could be a combination of two. You can Google this and it shows how you should communicate with these type of people who have a certain love
language. There are two
different
types. There's receiving love and giving love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how do you communicate, what actions you're supposed to take, and things you're supposed to avoid? So ako, out of top of my head, I think, what is mine? Do you guys know what yours is?
Okay, interesting thing. I took the test before and I found out my top three. And then I took it again like years later, maybe eight years later, which is recently. It changed.
Ooh.
Yeah. So my love languages before used to be, the first one used to be words of affirmation and then physical touch and then quality time.
Mm.
And then receiving gifts and then acts of service, very last. And I took it again recently. It changed. Now my number one is physical touch. My number one now is physical touch. My second is acts of service. From very last, it became number two. Number three is quality time.
Interesting.
And now my last is receiving gifts.
Kahit na yung number one mo yung physical touch and yun yung wala sa'yo ngayon.
Yes.
That must mean you really like the person, right?
Dot, dot, dot. Yes. that must be it, Danny. I don't know.
I mean, you don't get any physical touch, still like them, right?
So yeah, especially now during quarantine, nobody gets
physical touch. Top language, that says a lot.
Yeah.
I don't even remember mine. I had to take it because when you get married, that is part of the things that you have to go through. At least on the Catholic thing, we had to go to like the Sefam kind of stuff. And we had to fill it out, these like love languages. But I always know that mine is always either acts of service or affirmation. Like, I think it's always
tayo.
Been that. But you could look at Justin's YouTube video to double check what I had there. But
I think my third would have been quality time. Pero pareho tayo, Jaco.
Yeah. I think quality time would have been my third thing. So wait, what is the?
Yeah,
sorry,
wait.
Danny,
how are we here again?
I don't even know.
The question. Okay, so the question was, what's a sign that you would probably stay friends with someone forever?
I said when they
show genuine concern, and I feel like that's sort of like a love language, like when
able to tell when somebody's showing concern, genuine concern over you, is they probably use your love language.
Correct.
Right.
And being kind is different from being nice. Like nice is kind of like a social thing, right? I gotta be nice.
Yeah.
But when someone is genuinely concerned, right? Concerned about you, then that changes it. Again, it goes back to the chemistry, that magic, that you know that it is from the heart and not from the mind, right? Like.
Yeah.
You know, and that goes for both ways.
And that's all. Like, it just reminds me, like, because I have, like, a female Justin in my life, right? So Justin is my male best friend.
I'm the male Justin.
My female
Justina.
My female Justina would be Sarah De Los Reyes, diba, right? You know her, na, diba? Of course, Justin knows her. And she just messaged me out of the blue, like the other day. And I'll read it out. She goes, I see you've been going out with different friends lately, but I'm still going to offer my availability to you, okay? If you need a friend, the real kind, you know where to find me.
Oh,
that's nice.
Sarah,
Sarah Lou.
That's nice.
Now that's a
fattens
friend.
Fattens the heart.
That's a friend.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's
true. Friend.
And I love how she really differentiated the real kind, because she knows there are friends and there are friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. It's,
with
this
dots
is a hard,
in between them.
Yeah, this is a hard question for me because I think I make friends pretty easily. I bond with people very easily. I share a lot of time with them very quickly if I enjoy their company. But also I find myself kind of flitting away after a while because I meet new people. And then I'm just like, oh, I'm with them now. It's like I'm kind of, my attention span is a little short when it comes to these things. I'm not, I don't know. That's just how I've been, as I've observed lately. Anyway, so it's a combination of things for me to tell if somebody can be my friend for a long time. I was recently talking to, actually last night, I was talking to my best friend of 17 years, Maxine Eigenman. I was talking to her last night, and she's one of the people that I hardly get to talk to lately, but every time we do talk, it's just like nothing, no time ever passed in between us. And it's just, we're picking up where we left off, like we talked to each other yesterday, something like that, you know? And I guess it's a combination of all of your answers. For Justin, it's a shared faith, a shared belief, because you have to resonate with each other. You have to have like that sort of twin soul feeling.
Being in common, yeah.
Yeah. Even deeper than just common interests, right? Just like
it's a whole system,
set of core values, right? And then for Jaco, it's shared experiences. That also rings true for me. But it depends too, because I can spend like a really nice weekend with these group of friends, but I never get to talk to any of them ever again.
Exactly.
So it depends. And then with Danny's showing genuine concern, I do that for people I hardly know or like haven't spoken to or shared any substantial level of friendship with. I do that and they do that for me too, because sometimes, you know, that human kindness pops out. So it's just a combination of any of those. And I think, again, it goes back to the chemistry. It's just when you know, you know. When you have it, you have it. Because
when you know, you know.
Yeah, it depends. I don't know. So that's a hard question for me.
That's good. That's why we have these questions. They shouldn't be easy.
Yeah, it makes you think. It makes you think. And I'm glad I have something to think about tonight until 3 a.m. What are my criteria?
Yeah, go. Next question. No.
Next question, yeah.
Fire away.
Okay. Yeah.
What flaws would you be okay with in a romantic partner?
It's the reverse. What are your red flags question, in a way?
What red flags are you okay with?
Yeah. Correct. So what red flags are didn't quite make it to the red flag status?
It's like orange flag.
Like orange flag. Oh.
Orange flag.
There are people that embrace the red flags, right? Ah, like true. So can you repeat the question?
So the question is, so what flaws would you be okay with in a romantic partner?
Anyone?
What flaws?
Justin?
What flaws would I be okay with? I mean, a lot. Because dude, we're all severely flawed.
Let's define this word flaw, because it's so vague, you know.
I guess it's relative, isn't it? A flaw for one person wouldn't necessarily be a flaw. It could be exactly what they're looking for, right?
Yeah, so I guess what is the red flag, your red flag, that you're okay with but it's a red flag?
Okay, off the top of my head, the flaws maybe that I see in myself.
Correct.
Because
there's a Bible verse about that, that you can't take the eyelash out of someone's eye if you have...
That's
one
a Bible
yours.
Verse?
Yeah. Isn't that
the Bible? The Bible's so full of these things.
It's about pride and arrogance and hypocrisy, you say. So it's something like, why are you so quick or something to take the speck out of your brother's eye or something when you don't see the log that's in your own eye?
Right.
It's like you're so that's beautiful. You know? It's something like that.
Yeah.
But eyelash, like, are they close enough. Why don't you rip someone's eyelash?
But
that's beautiful though. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Off the top of my head, that's it. Like the flaws that I have in me, I would let that pass in my partner, because if I have them, but I won't let that pass in my partner, that's so critical.
Hypocritic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Critical. Yeah.
All right. Same answer for everyone. Next question.
Next.
No. You know what? I think Justin's first kind of jab at it, which is like, you know, we're all severely flawed people and individuals, and the fact that it is relative, you know, with that question, I think for me, it's like, I learned this from my mom. Like when they got married, she made a list, and this is what she told me before I got married, like make a list right? Mm-hmm. Your pros and cons, right? And there is going to be cons. There always is, right? Because unless you're one of those chemistry relationship things that we were talking about that never fizzled out kind of thing, right?
Then they're cons. I mean,
they're cons. Yeah. So, for me, there are things that you have to learn and understand from another person, and not necessarily. That's why I don't like. Oh, that's a red flag. I'm kind of like, really? So that one red flag outweighed all the good things that person is.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's what my mom said. Like, you know, make a list before I got married. She said, make a list, put the pros and cons.
Yeah.
And if the pros outweigh the cons, then, you know, that is something that you should consider, right? Mm. And of course, if it's equal and it's a long list, then, you know, you got to double think about. But like, I think it's that. I think if it is particular, for me at least, I don't know. I would say like, I hate it when people tell me what to do, when to, and my wife's here, she's like laughing. It's true. Like, lalo na kunwari, and this is why, you know, my best friend asked me, I don't know if I said this on the broadcast or before it, but my best friend asked me like, are you sure? And I was like, you know what? My wife compliments me.
Yeah.
She makes me better because I am flawed. Mm. And so what I hate it when people correct my flaws, or not correct it, but they tell me about it. Like if I'm, and everybody knows this, like I am very, I reply late, or, you know, I have my own like little nuances, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So I hate it when people tell it to me, but I know that that's coming from a particular place, and I know I need that to change, right? And I never change really, but that little thing, it's annoying, but I know it's needed, right? So I think that one is a flaw to me that I will accept because I know it makes me better at the end of the day. So I mean, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, anyone else before we move on to the next question?
I just wanted to add also, like, for example, let's pick something specific about me. So it's not like a general my flaws, thing, right?
Yeah.
So let's say as a partner, I tend to become very possessive. I have the tendency to be possessive. I have the tendency to have flares of jealousy. So if I see that in my partner, I guess in a way, it's sort of like holding up a mirror to me so that I can become more aware of my own flaws and maybe adjust. Because that's what I experienced for myself recently. Like having my flaws mirrored back to me is, and you have to be open to looking at these things, right? Because if you aren't, then that's obviously not going to work. So that's another story entirely. But yeah, these are the things that I'm willing to overlook in a partner. Like I wouldn't mark them as a red flag if I have these flaws of my own, because I personally would take them as an opportunity to do some introspection, and then maybe we can learn from each other.
Yeah.
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 Like you kind of realize from the outside view why your flaw isn't as attractive, because you can see someone with the same flaw.
Yeah. Like you can adjust, like, okay, let's talk about this because we relate to, like, you know, we can understand each other. I don't know, something like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So any add-ons? Parang si Justin doesn't want to talk about it.
He's like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's... So the question is, what flaws can you live with, right?
Okay, ganito na lang, to make it easier. Para at least you don't have to talk about another person or whatever, especially, you know, lalo na with people in a relationship, kind of tricky. What is your flaw that you hope your partner accepts?
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Your girlfriend.
That requires some introspection, too.
It does. Oh, sige. So let's answer that. Kasi my thing about it is, like, and it's said in church a lot also, that marriage is not intended for happiness per se. It's intended for holiness, right? It's when you enter into a marriage relationship with someone, that's the most intimate romantic relationship you're ever going to get into. There's intense friction. You know, you're going to see flaws. You're going to see sides of yourself that you've never seen before because you've never been in that pressure before, right? You've never been in this situation before, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I just know it, that when I do get married one day, like the veil will be lifted, that I got like, oh,
and the real
crap.
Justin will come
the
out.
Real Justin. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, nandiyan pala yun. Alam mo yun?
Well, that's question, where introspection comes into play.
Yeah,
you have to be aware of your own demons.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-mm. To answer your question, Jax, I would like for all of my weaknesses to be either rectified or, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm always late, I still have a tendency to be late, right?
Correct.
I don't want to be late my whole life. I would rather get that fixed. Course. You know what I mean? I don't want to wait 2 or 3 days before I do the dishes. I would rather do it right. I would rather be in a state wherein I do it. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. For me, that question is
flawed.
I guess, yeah. I would rather, parang, I know that I have to get better. Every part of my personality, every part of my character has to level up, has to grow.
I'll tweak that question. Yeah. As you better yourself, you will have these flaws still, right? As you better yourself.
Sure.
So on this journey, this partnership with whoever you're going to marry or whatever, what flaws would you want them to accept as you're working on them?
Oh, okay. The dishes.
But you made a whole Insta story on that live. That,
yeah.
Trying to be better.
Yeah.
Maybe we should call someone now. Just kidding.
No, yeah. Dishes. Just being sort of a scatterbrain too. Yeah. Look at the baby.
Sorry, hi, I just found my baby's right here. I could hear him laughing. So I put it on mute, but then my wife sent me the picture and it's like...
You're FOMOing right now.
Aww, so
I'm
going to
post this on Instagram.
That's adorable.
So yeah. Check it out. At Jaffa de Leon. Just kidding.
So there. I guess it would be more of that. Maybe being a scatterbrain and just leaving things. You know how they say that that geniuses or whatever are messy? Like something like...
Is that you?
Yeah, actually, alam mo guys, sobrang messy. No, I think it's Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, he had a pile of stuff and he would leave a note for someone, let's say who wanted to go through his stuff. But if you can't find this specific file or whatever, go to my pile that has all the random stuff. But I'm gonna, he was infamously messy or something like that. And so... I think to myself I'm messy. It's okay. I'm like Abraham Lincoln. I can be a genius.
Makes me feel better about my room. Thanks.
To be fair, Justin, yeah, I could see that.
Which one?
The messiness.
is
your TV still on random boxes?
No. They're on two chairs. Because
not the one in your room.
That TV is now my second monitor over here. Yeah, but
my
home improvement is not a priority kasi. My priority is the work, is building these shows. It's, creating content and all these things. So parang secondary na lang is the home improvement. As long as it's livable and it's still clean, right? Then it's okay.
Yeah. You should tell Jill that. You should tell my wife that. Because that's what I've been trying to say. Right? I'm focused on the work. I'm trying to work right now. She's like, nope. We've been living here for a year and a half now. Yeah. The boxes are still there. And I'm like, but you're
just
right.
Just a year and a half? Justin's right. That's impressive.
No, the other day, I was like, I think a couple of days ago, we were talking about Wi-Fi. And I was like, wow, can you believe we were going on this? Parang we had it's okay naman, but it's not the high-speed internet until I got that much, much recently. But at that time, I was like, grabe, no? Can't believe it's only been a couple of months since we got married. And she's like, no, we've been married for a year. Oh, wait, so we haven't had that? We haven't had... Because, it's okay internet. It's just not the fiber optic kind of internet.
Yeah.
At least here in the apartment, right? Because we have it in my parents' place or in the other house or whatever. But yeah. So, did you answer the question, Danny?
No, I didn't.
Not yet.
No. Okay, so for me, I would say that I would be okay with any flaw, to be honest. Right. The thing is, only if, and there is a caveat, they are working on it.
Mm. Oh.
Only if they're working on their own flaws?
Improving their flaw.
If they acknowledge
that it's a flaw and they're proactively taking action to change that flaw, then I'm okay with it. But if it's a flaw that they know and they're not doing
and they
anything
embrace,
about,
yeah, like what Justin was saying.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so kasi correct, ako, ganun ako dati. Like, hindi, ganyan talaga ako eh. Wala akong magagawa. Diba?
Yeah, I don't like that.
It sucks. It sucks when you're not trying. We know our limits, but it doesn't mean we have to stop trying to surpass it. Right, I know that I am not going to be the cleanest kind of person in the house. Like, I get tired just thinking about I'm going to clean. It's a whole day for me in my head, and I know it's bad, and I know it should. But I, diba? It's like in your head, parang, oh man, this is a whole day.
Yeah.
And then you do it for naganahan ka for one, couple of hours, and then, oh wow, I did that in one hour.
For me, also, these flaws or whatever you want to call them, red flags, flaws, aside from the fact that they're obviously actively doing something about them, before you meet this person, they're probably going to tell you a bunch of baho, or you're going to realize a lot of stuff that aren't attractive about someone's personality and whatnot, right? But you can't really do anything about what has happened prior to them meeting you.
Correct.
Right. The only thing you can control is what they will do now that you're in their life.
That's
right?
So true.
Wait, only thing you can control is what they do now that they're in your life, or what they do to you? You mean how they affect
both.
You?
Both. The only thing you have any control over is the present and the future, not the past.
It's okay. Like when partners get jealous about like their partners having an ex. Like, what do you want me to do about it? Like,
Yeah, exactly.
Because they may ex.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah, using someone's past against them is kind of unfair.
Hate you.
That goes with anything. Like, that goes with a lot of things. And that's for a different day or for our previous topic. But yeah, I think, you know, for the present and the future, you have control over.
Yeah, you can do something, you can work together to improve on whatever it was that they may have done before. As long as they show willingness to improve as
like
a
genuine
partner, you know?
Yeah.
Then that's okay. That's something I will be okay with.
Nice. You know? Cool.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Good job, Danny.
Here you go, Danny. That's for you.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
So,
nice one.
You know, it's cool because some people suggest the questions and then they actually, they give credit to the people who suggest the questions.
Oh, cool.
That's nice.
So this question was suggested by Bren Pasamba. And the question is, what is one underrated quality you find attractive in a person?
One underrated quality you find attractive in a person.
And let's make that clear. Underrated, I guess, in a societal sense. Right? Like, underrated in a societal sense.
Yeah.
So at least...
Okay, what are the overrated qualities?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Attractive.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the physical, I think, is a very overrated thing.
Rich.
Yeah.
Your wealth.
Money. Yeah.
Because you could be rich, but also financially irresponsible.
Okay, right. So how about beyond superficial stuff?
Oh yeah, you know what? Unpopular opinions na lang yan. Like what is something that you find overrated?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Beyond superficial stuff like pogi.
But that's that's so far from the original question. The original question is what do you find attractive that's underrated?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to that.
But just to define what that is. I think we have to talk about what is overrated.
Correct.
Okay.
Kahit one lang amongst the group. Justin, what do you have?
So yeah, so overrated quality that's attractive, right? Overrated quality.
Yeah, attractive to a general sense na hindi naman superficial. Common sense is superficial.
An overrated quality. Inka. Passing it on the line.
I'm overrated. Well, I would...
Sa akin, niceness. It's a
overrated?
Very, yeah, because as I said, ganina, nice and kind are two separate things. Like, you could be nice to one person, but not to everyone else. So there are people that you meet who are nice to you, but they're not nice to the waiter. They're not nice to their helpers. They're not nice to other people. And actually, they can be quite mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, that might be a flaw that you're like willing to overlook sometimes, but I think it's an overrated thing because there are people who are nice, but they are not kind whatsoever. So I think niceness is an example of some, for me at least.
Because it's pwede plastic. Ganon.
Like it's pwede plastic. Oh. Yeah.
True. Lalo na you can be not nice out of kindness.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Sure.
Correct. So I guess going back to Danny's question, what is an underrated
quality that you find attractive in a person?
That's still so hard.
Yeah, that is very hard.
I would say, I guess, listening. Or like how do you say it?
So like a good listener is a very underrated quality. Like,
is it underrated though?
Okay, yeah. Here's the thing. So for me, one of my Carla is my longest running girlfriend ever. Okay, this is my longest relationship, and I think
I wish I had a board.
One of the
just go. It's the longest.
And I think a main reason why is that she really listens first. She seeks to understand first before she seeks to be understood. And that in itself, it makes me more careful also with what I'm saying. It makes me more introspective and really think about what I want to say first instead of just you know, rashly saying whatever it is I want. You know what I mean? So this is what I was talking about kanina with regard to, you know, like that chemistry, like the initial, you know, excitement and chemistry versus something that is more long-term or something that will be better suited for the long-term. You know what I mean? Because sure. Chemistry can, you can blow up. You know what I mean? You can have so much chemistry, you can blow up, right?
What?
Be destructive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so for me, I guess an underrated quality, because I guess when you're starting a new relationship, what you're looking for is, oh, I'm excited. Like, oh, that's so exciting to me. Like, oh, I'm interested. This is a, she challenges me. She, I don't know. I've never heard anyone speak like that before or whatever it is. And like, yeah, I think that listening, like before I would think like, what does this girl have to say? What is this
correct,
girl?
Correct,
deba?
Correct. That's what I was going to follow up
right?
on. Yeah.
What does this girl
I think
have to
before,
say?
That's why it's underrated. I mean, to answer the question, the reason why I also feel is underrated is because we live in a time, especially now, the millennial Gen Z kind of people, it's a me, me, me thing, right? So real listeners, like good listeners, it's not as championed because everybody, you know, you're looking at, I'm wondering what they have to say. I'm wondering.
Yeah.
And then I want to share what I want to say. Like, it's always like that. Eh.
Yeah.
But there are people talaga that are just there. They don't even talk. They just want to listen. And it's so important. It's so important to find someone who is a great listener, who is going to hear you out and let you just, you know, pour everything out, because sometimes that's what you need. You need to just let it out and okay ka na, diba? Like in general. But yeah, I would say it's very
actually,
underrated.
Yeah, no, that's true.
For me, the answer would be cultural similarity.
Underrated.
Expound. Yeah.
Because
underrated.
Like, so I've dated a few girls in my time.
In my time.
There's, in your three
there was
decades,
this one, there was this one girl, without mentioning any names, that is very Filipino. You know, she was perfect in every way. She was perfect in every way. Wife material, you know. But because she was raised in a very Filipino culture, she didn't understand my Western side.
My Western side. Sounds like
because I'm a halfie and
wild, wild west.
And although I was also raised locally here in the Philippines by a Filipino mother, I did go to an international school. I was surrounded by foreigners growing up, and most of my friend group are Konyo kids of Manila, basically, right? And there are just several stuff that I would be able to banter on and relate with that is very Western that she couldn't understand. And I missed that in a partner. And it was a very small, underrated thing, but it would have been perfect if she had that.
Oh, I agree.
And because she didn't have that, we didn't work out. We didn't end up, you know, pursuing it longer, you know. But yeah, so cultural similarities. Yeah, I think you guys get that. Like, if I said, you know, Google's probably the next Skynet, you'd understand exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not necessarily, you know, a culture in a, like, where you live.
I see Justin's face. He's trying to think, what is he talking about? Why don't
No,
understand?
But also, it could be like...
Just trying not
culture.
To destroy your flow, you know?
It can be... But you know what? That falls under... You know, stuff that, let's say I like comic books,
Justin.
Right? Like, you know, if that person hates comic books, like, you know, those are little,
oh, yeah,
you know.
Exactly. Like stuff that you can relate with. Like, Justin, do you get
relate
it?
Sorry, can you just explain how we got to Google and Skynet? I don't
like,
get it.
It's something,
I think
that's pop culture.
Yeah,
pop culture.
It's
yeah,
something
pop
that if you understood, I'd find that attractive.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what does that have to do with Skynet?
Pop culture, lagi. Pop culturally similar. You know, he's
yeah.
not just
yeah,
talking
not,
about
not,
ethnicity.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
says,
what Skynet
yeah.
is, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
oh,
from
you know,
Terminator,
you know, Google,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly yeah. there. See, the fact that I didn't have to explain that to you, that's so cool.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like...
ethnicity.
yeah.
I'm
just
yeah.
like... No, no,
yeah,
everything. Yeah. Cultural. The thing is, your culture also shows how much pop culture you were exposed to.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
it's all encompassing, you know.
In a way, I very much agree with Danny in certain things, because you know there are things that when I see it in a girl or in a person, I'm like, you know what? I'm looking for that. It's something that not a lot of people look for, but it is something that it's underrated, I guess, in that sense. That
whether,
not a lot of people look for it, but if I see it, I'm like, yeah.
Star Wars, since you're wearing a Star Wars cap, or like
yeah.
Archie comics,
yeah.
even whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, like so, I dated a girl before. To that point, who, I mean, like, she was a really hard worker. Fine. Okay. I get it. But she'd always fall asleep when we watch movies together. And
I would always have to explain
it to her afterwards. And also, alam mo yun,
frustrating,
yeah. Yeah, because like I want to dissect this piece of art and you know, and
exactly,
talk about it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So yeah.
That's the point of watching it together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then afterwards, and she's still sleepy after. She's like, "So what happened? Can you just tell me?" And I'm just
no, that's the whole point, is so that we could watch it and we can dissect it.
I mean, it's not a red flag, but it is very underrated when you do. But that boils down to like similarities. I think, Inka, you had something I heard.
I have an answer now. Yeah, after hearing everyone. I think an underrated quality I find attractive in a person would be being okay that we would not have everything in common. Because everyone is always looking for what do we have in common. We're so alike. We're so similar. But I feel like that's overrated to a point. Because yes, it's important to have things in common with your partner. But an underrated quality that I will find attractive in somebody is their acceptance that we will not have everything in common.
Right.
And that they are fine with it.
Beautiful.
Right. Or that they will be eager. Because personally, if I meet someone, I would be excited if we had so many things in common, but I would also not be dejected if I found out that we didn't share the other things in common. In fact, I would be like, oh, okay, tell me more about these things. Because I feel like as a person, I'm very inquisitive. I like asking people about what they like, and it gives me a chance to expose myself to different interests that I never thought I would like. And if I don't like it, I would like to learn about it. Like, okay, tell me more about that. You know, because like, I feel like a lot of people put so much importance to having things in common that they get discouraged when they find out that, oh, you don't like this. And it kind of like taints, like they don't do it intentionally.
Yeah, yeah.
But because everyone, like society or like the dating society has put so much importance on you have to have these things in common.
I mean, the fact that dating apps are actually built on that.
Yeah, on commonality. Right? If I found someone who doesn't care if we don't have everything in common, I will find that attractive. Absolutely.
Yeah. You want to learn from each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's going to be boring if you guys like everything.
Exactly.
Right? If you like the same kind of things the whole time.
You
want to
learn from each other, didn't it?
Yeah.
There's
that
Seinfeld episode. No, I think we're... Was it Seinfeld mismo? Found
Which
this
one?
Girl and they had almost everything in common. They went to the diner. They ordered the exact same thing, like cereal and whatever it is. They read the same paper, the same books and all that. And so when he asked her something like, "Oh, did you read this?" She's like, "Yep."
That's it.
It's like, there it is.
Exactly. Exactly. So like I do get excited when I meet someone who is exactly like me, but I get even more excited when I find out that this person who is exactly like me has other interests outside of my own. Because
correct,
it's like, okay, what else?
Yeah.
You know, I'll get excited
exactly,
about that.
Because since you're so similar, the fact that they have other interests, it's kind of like a vetting that those things might be some stuff you would be interested to as well.
Yeah.
Because since you're already similar, the fact that they like that, it's like, I'm going to like that then. You know what I mean?
And also, if I don't, that's okay. Because then that makes you you. You know, that's something that you can do in your own time. And if there's something that I like that you don't like, for example, music tastes. Like, it's great to find someone who has the same taste in music as you do. But if I find out that you don't like this thing that I listen to, it's fine. I'm not going to feel bad about it. As long as you don't judge me, that's okay.
Yeah.
Right?
But now that we're talking about this, I think definitely a non-negotiable for me is at least similar interests with movies. Like I have to be excited about a movie that's coming and she's also excited and you know we can watch it together and be excited together.
Oh my god, yes!
For sure.
Like the Batman movie that's coming out.
Oh my god.
I can't. Like,
I'm so hyped.
You know what? Like if I'm thinking about what hell would be for me, it's if I was married to someone who like, I'm excited about a movie. And she's like, okay, go watch it. Go enjoy it.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
There has to be. Totality. You can have different stuff then. But yeah, there are things that you have to share.
I totally agree with Justin. Because my ex was sort of that way. Like, about Justin. Yeah. Like, why are you not excited?
But hey, but to her credit, she tried.
Yeah, she did.
She did. Yeah.
I think it's down to the last question.
It's my last card.
Or do we call someone?
Why don't we call someone for this last question?
All right.
You know what? This last question is actually related to the last thing you said. So it says, if all of your exes got together...
Oh, wow. That's so many for me.
If all of your exes got together, what's one complaint they would all agree on?
Okay. How about this? We answer it. And then
we call an ex.
joke.
I literally have one ex.
So, one lang eh.
Yeah.
Who has the most na lang para at least baka there's someone there.
You can
there.
Call him if you want.
Let's not do that. I don't know about that.
Let's answer the question.
I want to explore this. Okay? Like, so what you wanted to do was you wanted us to answer the question and then call one of our exes
to see if it's true. You're right.
You want to call my ex?
Ay, nako.
Would he be down?
No, I don't know. I don't want to.
It's not like we're on bad terms.
I know. I just don't want to put you guys on the spot. Like, that.
Yeah.
And also on at 10:56
you don't
want to
put yourself
bro,
on
it
the
would
spot.
Be a great it's, title though.
I'm
calling
actually
our
pretty
exes.
56 p.m.
because I don't particularly
are they going to be awake?
See, they'll be awake, but it's like a hassle. Diba? Nag-break na nga tayo and you're
depends.
Calling it.
And then it's on a podcast pa. And then we keep quiet.
Dude,
Inka just talks and we're
kidding
like,
me. Like the
most
insensitive call
what's the
from
question?
Your ex
what's the
ever.
Question again?
Just like
no. It's the
like,
second most.
And then you call and then we're like, do you really hate this about me? No.
No, but you know what? I think it would be interesting.
Because like when it comes to my ex, like we're also barkada.
Yeah. Friends correct. First.
Like yeah.
One ex, by the way, to all the listeners, has one ex.
One
relationship.
One yeah, I've only yeah. had one relationship. So like, yeah, we're not together anymore. It didn't end in the best way, but I think we're also mature enough to be like, yeah, okay, that happened. We already had closure on that part of our lives. And it's like, all right, we have our own lives now, but...
Next chapter na.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's no big deal anymore.
Right.
Okay, so if we were to call...
I'm so.
I'm going to tell you right now, like, none of my exes would appreciate me calling them on the podcast.
If we were to call
right
and ask
I
yeah.
they
ask
would
my
not
ex.
Like that.
Okay, one complaint, then he would be like, oh, yeah, okay. Then he'll say it. And I'll be like, okay, yeah, that's probably it.
because Inga just had one lang. Let's all answer it first. Because I think...
Okay.
Go.
Let's get it out of the way muna.
So yeah, let's start with you, Danny.
Thinking nga, I just started thinking, diba?
Wait. Let's start with how many people have the most excess na lang. Who has the most excess?
Wait, so what's the objective definition of an ex? Yan. That means
at
naging
least,
kayo talaga, diba?
At least 2 months naman. Because 1 month.
Ah, okay. So kahit hindi naging kayo.
Yeah, so hindi yung you're
so
my
it's
girlfriend.
Time and not label.
Because like
yeah.
for me, I consider...
Yeah, that counts.
I consider like an ex-girlfriend is I literally proposed to them to be my girlfriend.
Right.
Okay, and how many was that for you, Jess?
Dami.
Wow. Wait.
Prior to Carla.
Oh,
so
I have 4 exes.
4 exes. Okay. Ako, I have 2. How about you, Danny?
Yung naging kami talaga.
Yeah.
Correct.
Labeled.
Oh, yung naging kami talaga too. Pero I've had a few na I would still consider serious.
Yeah.
Pero
okay, so
si
Justin has the most. So if they had a conversation, because I can imagine 4 people sitting down conversing about Justin, what would they say? Is that what, like a trait they don't like? Or something like that, no?
Yeah, but then thinking about it, 2 of them wouldn't agree with what I'm about to say. Because I probably wasn't like that yet.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking then. Like, it's more of something that I was definitely that way during that time, and that's why they're complaining about it, but that's not me anymore.
Well, I'm sure it's indecisiveness. I think all of them would agree.
Mm.
Including my wife, who's my ex-girlfriend, I guess, in that sense. It's a wife na. So it's usually the joke. Oh, he's asleep now.
Oh, you really called him.
You were calling.
No, I didn't call him. I texted him. I said, are you awake? Sure. Lol.
You have to put the lol, no? Because I don't want to have
because it sounds so... If I don't put the lol, it's like,
are you awake?
At like 11.
Yeah. It's like, hey, are you awake?
Yeah. That's not what I want to make. I put lol in a laughing face to make it clear.
I would say sign indecisiveness. Yeah, like I feel na all of them would have said that. Because even when I was a kid, I was indecisive. As an adult, I'm still indecisive because I'm thinking a lot more naman, but still indecisive. I don't know. Like, my wife's here. You would say, the question is, if all my exes were in a room talking about me, what would be one thing that they will all agree on? And complaint. Like a negative trait. Yeah, complaint. It would be indecisiveness, no? Yeah, so she agrees.
It's indecisiveness, right?
Or is yeah, exactly. Is it not? Yeah.
But yeah, here. Here's my wife.
Hi, Jill.
Agree with the indecisiveness? Because even when it comes to even just heating the food or even something as simple as, babe, do you think I should take the trash out now or tomorrow? And I'm just like, whatever you want. But I think it's because of Jaco's just innate nature of he just doesn't want to disappoint anyone or doesn't want to like do anything that might upset anyone. So I think that's maybe the bottom line of it or the reason why he does that. But yeah.
Aww. So it count as a call, na? But at least we can say
actually,
call.
I was thinking of that.
Because it is 11 p.m. by the way.
Yeah,
and she is my ex because, I mean, now we're married, right? So the age-old joke other than when you get married, there are three rings. The engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffer ring. That's usually the same joke every wedding. Some dad will give that joke or the priest or whatever or the pastor. Like they'll always make those two jokes. Like,
that's a great
start. And now, it's now like, and now she's my ex. Usually in the vow, someone would write down like, my ex. You know, because
when do you think that'll stop? Side note.
Funny thing is, Jill, my wife, I'm her first boyfriend as well. So, very interesting thing. So, she wouldn't have access to talk about her trait except for me. So, like negative traits or whatever.
So, what would hers be? But, no, I'm just kidding. No, that's not. Look at that.
I don't want to say. I think that's it. But ironically, we still need to call someone. I feel like, does that count?
I mean, we can try to call someone.
Let's call an ex. Dude. Danny's ex.
Yeah.
Well, you're
Danny,
okay,
can
so,
you call your ex?
I don't know, because the recent one blocked me everywhere. So I don't know. I don't know all of a sudden. But one before the recent one,
are you guys friends?
I could probably call that one.
Or should we call someone who is a relationship kind of? Like, what's one of the questions, siguro, that we can ask? The one from kanina.
I'll just message her and see if she's awake.
Who? Because we can call...
Si Alex.
Which one?
I think I did the same thing. I was like, yo, are you up? Lol.
You have to have the lol in there.
Yeah. This isn't like some late night booty call or whatever. I'm just asking if you're up because I want you on my podcast.
And she's engaged na, so parang...
Oh, you gotta lol that.
Yeah,
add another one.
Yeah, add a hashtag. No malice.
Hashtag no malice.
Explain it. Since she's engaged, you explain it now. You add another text because we're doing a thing now. I was wondering.
Yeah, okay lang. Like, we still talk from time to time. So it's not like...
Yeah, but it's like a weird, are you up at 11 message.
Yeah, imagine if the husband or the...
Because, like, you don't want to cause trouble for her also.
Correct. Like, who would be up at this time with the late night darlings me on...
Well, you know what? Tina. Tina's... Would you consider Tina?
Tina! Yes!
Tina Arches?
I think Tina would be down to...
Is she up?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Tina Arches.
She's probably still up. Background lang, ah. Background. Tina and Danny are, how do you guys call it?
First love.
First love.
Oh, first love.
Wow. We were on Tina's podcast also lately, recently.
Yeah. Go watch that.
Yeah, you guys check that out.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, my love.
Oh.
Who's this? Can you guess who this is?
No, it's not about that. It's Daniel.
Wow! Of course she knows my voice.
She's like, ay, malandi yan. Siya si Daniel yan.
Si Daniel yan, malandi. Am I here on call?
Yes, I told you. You'll be on.
Oh my god, such an honor.
Okay, let me give some context as to why we called you, right? So today's episode, we were just talking about relationships in general, I guess. We're playing this card game kasi that we answer questions, and most of the questions were about romantic and friendship relationships. And the last question that I pulled up was, if all of your exes got together, what's one complaint that they would all agree on? So we were like, okay, so we answered the questions and we were like, sige nga, let's try and call one of our exes if they agree that that's what they would complain about. And syempre, I don't know if the other exes would have picked up, so I chose you na lang.
Gusto ko yan. Yung ex, so ex mo nga, tapos second option din, I chose you na lang.
So much for being your first love.
Of course, I chose Tina because I know that I could rely on her, diba?
And also, we guested on her podcast. So for sure, she has to answer this on ours. Yun, that's why.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah, hi Tina. I'm Inka. Oh, yeah. Nice to
Inka's
meet you.
Here.
Oh my god, hi Inka!
Whoa.
Can we just talk about you and Cedra? I love you, Inka.
It's nice to meet you. I love you too.
It's very difficult to answer because you were 14. I don't.
That's true.
I don't know what to complain about, and I was 12.
Ganito na lang. How about now? Now that you know Danny, as Danny.
It's a good question.
What is that I have that a lot of answers.
Ay, grabe!
Do you think his exes would have shared with you?
No, I can only judge Daniel from my observations recently that we reconnected as friends. That's the only way. Yeah, because before, when he would have his girlfriends, I wasn't in his life. You know, I don't know anything about him. So I think only now recently that we've been talking more, ganyan, yun lang yung masasabi ko. I have some. Take a pen and a paper, Daniel.
Oh, take a pen and paper. I have some. Sabi ka question, what's one complaint? Sabi mo, you have some.
I want that.
Pick one thing na lang.
Bali yata yung tinawagan natin.
Pick one.
Bale or
one,
probably
one.
The best.
The best, of course. You're the best, always.
No, I think maybe you get paranoid, which I understand because you've been through a lot with your past, and you get paranoid over nothing. I think, parang ano? Because you're in a way, parang traumatized because someone cheated on you before or ganon. Yeah. So parang it gets the best of you. Parang that's my complaint. And you get
follow-up question.
You're annoyed.
Tina. If you were to date Danny in the future, would that flaw be something that you will accept him being paranoid? That
no.
You know, now that you know Danny.
No. I'm sorry.
Di ka ba understanding enough?
It's nothing against you, Daniel, per se. It's just, it's hard to date someone who can't get past mistakes. Kasi, your ex is not me. Mm. And if you keep going back to, something that your ex did, it's very difficult to move on. So, it's always gonna be a problem. And we're never gonna, it's parang every time I fight, we're always gonna go back and say, oh, this person did this to me, that. So, it would be very
difficult. Actually, we were talking about that kanina. You shouldn't put the past in the future. Like, you can't control what's already happened. You can only control now and the future.
Unless you're Marty McFly.
You can't compare.
Yeah. So you just have to take a leap of faith, diba?
Or be more aware of these tendencies. Like, if you have an awareness kasi, you can't help your paranoia because of trauma. Mm-hmm. So you can't automatically stop yourself from feeling it, but you can control your reaction.
Right.
Correct. I agree.
When it pops up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awareness and the accountability for
it. And I feel like that's what I'm working on right now. I think we're the same, Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ikaw naman, Tina. Oh. If all of your exes were in one room together, what do you think they would all complain about?
Yo! Oh, no.
I'm very self-aware. So I think
get
a
ballpen, Tina.
Get a
ballpen.
No, I'm very self-aware.
Harriet.
I'm very self-aware. Harriet. And I'm very aminado of my wrongdoings. Excuse me, people play.
Nice.
I think it's my overthinking. Doon ako nasisira.
Ooh, ako din. Oh my gosh.
So I know that.
For all you know,
I'm very aware. As a woman, I am very aware.
For all you know, baka I'm not naman paranoid. You're just overthinking.
No. No. Crystal is here with me right now, guys. My little sister is here with me right now. And she's saying, nope, Daniel, nope. She agrees with me.
I love you, Daniel.
Love you too.
Thanks talaga, bro. Been there, done that. Let's just be friends. I support you and your dating.
Take this opportunity to plug our episode on your YouTube, diba? For those who want to hear some more of this kind of juicy content.
Correct. Well, guys, if you want to watch a video about questions girls are afraid to ask boys, Daniel, Jaco, and Justin answer them for you guys. So if you can check out my YouTube channel, it's Tina Arches, T-E-N-A, and subscribe.
Yay!
Yon.
Tina Arches is on the show. Thanks so much, Tina.
Thank you so much.
Yay, thank you.
Love you, Tina. Bye.
Thanks for having me, guys. Love you. Bye, Daniel.
Nice to meet you.
Bye, Daniel.
I love that every guest.
Bye,
that,
Tina.
Bye, my teens. I love that every guest that we have, even Paolo Valenciano, was like, oh my God, Inca. Secret weapon now.
But, it helps. But it helps.
I'm happy we called Dina. I'm happy we called Dina.
Yeah. That was great. That was great. Yeah.
I mean, after answering shaved or Harry,
yeah,
in her
wait,
podcast.
So what's the answer? What's the answer? Or do we have to watch the video to
you know
find
what?
Out?
Watch,
gotta
yeah,
watch,
we
the,
watch
video.
The video. But since I know, since we have a female on this episode as a co-host, is there anything that you wanted to ask a guy that you were afraid to ask? You'd like us to weigh in on?
It can be anything. Yeah, but it's a fun conversation. So go to Tina's channel.
Yeah, I tend to ask these things outright. Like, of course, I'm afraid to ask in the beginning, but then I end up asking anyway.
When you feel it's
time.
Yeah. So,
what would you like us na lang to answer?
I don't know.
Bonus round.
Do your worst.
Okay. Have you guys ever lost interest in a girl like one day na lang biglang, ayoko na.
In a girl that we like, pursuing. Okay, because that's very
pursuing
for context.
You're in a relationship
actively
now?
Pursuing, and then biglang, I don't feel it anymore.
Ako hopeless romantic ako, so I would say no.
Yeah.
I would say maybe, kinda. But it's always if I find myself attracted to someone else. And so it's sort of like the build up of all of the, parang, let's say like, I don't know, in a relationship, let's say we're together for 6 months now. In month one, I'm like, man, there's this trait that like, I don't know about this. And then and then, you know, it just builds up and like different traits come up and everything. And you come to a point where you're like, should we break up? And then you meet someone else, then it becomes a lot easier. What you said becomes a lot easier for that to happen.
Yeah.
For me,
I guess I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Danny.
For me, like, yes and no. Like, I don't think it's ever something that will be consistent forever. Like, obviously, there's a honeymoon stage with anything, right?
Yeah.
And then when you get past the honeymoon stage, it would be a lie if you said you like them or you love them every day. There will just be days when you're not feeling it. And I feel like love
don't
is...
We feel the love. Yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing. Love is not a feeling.
It's a commitment.
It's not a feeling. It's a decision.
Yeah.
It's a decision, yeah. Mm.
It's something you decide to have for someone. And just because you don't feel the spark, that doesn't mean you don't love the person. It just means that you have to put in a little more effort today to be in love with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and there's a line in The Prestige. I don't know if you know that movie.
Spoiler. Just kidding, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a line that goes like, I don't love you every day. Then she always has to ask, do you love me today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
that's
during
so sad.
During the days that you don't love me, doesn't mean that I won't love you anymore. It just means that it's just not today.
That's
you know?
So sad.
But then the thing is, it's a choice.
It's real. Yeah.
You know, love is a choice that you have to make daily to love the person.
Yeah. And so with what you were quoting, that person chose not to love that the other person that day.
But you know the story, right?
No, I don't know the story.
No, okay, never mind.
Okay, wait, don't
spoil the story.
I've never seen it. I know it's about magic.
Dude, it's one of my top three movies of all time, Justin. How are we best friends?
Yeah, whatever. Now Danny has like doubts on you, Jess.
No,
but you know, that's a good way to kind of end tonight's really, really fun kind of conversation. I you know, before this, I was like, me and Justin were talking, we're going to do the cards. And I was like, you know what, like, because the last time we just picked it. And now I think the questions are so good that we had almost 2 hours worth, at least at this time of recording, of conversation. And like, really, really thankful we had Inka here. And so thank you very much, Inka, for obliging us for today.
I feel like we can do one more episode.
Why one more?
And dig deeper with regard to love.
Oh, relationship part two. Yeah,
yeah. You know what? Yeah. What I'd like to do is this. Okay, so if you're listening to this podcast right now, do reach out to us online and let us know what topics you'd like for us to cover in the next one.
Yeah.
If you have love questions and stuff like that, or whatever it is, I want it to be listed down. You know what? Why don't you email it to us also? Should we do email it out?
We got an email this morning.
We got a great email.
Read that out.
It was a beautiful
email.
Just
to acknowledge. It really made my day.
I had a message in my DM.
It might have been the same thing.
I'm curious. Go read it.
Here. Okay. So from Anonymous.
I know this is very random. Is that the first line?
No. Oh, iba pa yan.
Iba pa yan.
Iba pa yan. All right. So here we go. Hi, Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka. I'm a silent listener of On Call and a silent audience of Free Flow Wednesdays. By the way, I listen to Inka's Sleeping Pill too. I'm in constant search of podcasts, especially since I started working from home full time. I can finish numerous episodes in a day, especially when I don't have meetings, so it's important for me to always have a new one to play. Moreover, this is just to let you know that I love how consistent you are in producing quality content. I laugh and learn, which is something that not all shows achieve. On a serious note, I'm clinically diagnosed with depression and anxiety, which makes being alone quite hard. Listening to you guys drowns out the voices in my head, and I'm so thankful for your lengthy episodes. I thought I'd let you know how you're changing lives without even knowing it. You give me one more thing to look forward to, and you're one of the reasons why each day becomes bearable. Please continue doing what you do and stay safe. By the way, I sent this via DM first, so sorry for this email.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But no, man, like when I read that, I was like, that's great. And so it's a good sort of check for us also that, you know, there really are people who are listening to this who are, you know, in search of things and who are in need of things. And so we want to hear from you. What would you like for us to talk about next? Yeah. What are the topics? Do you want us to guest specific people to talk about these things as well? We would love to hear from you. So you can email us. It's oncallwithjjd@gmail.com. Also on social media, it's oncallwithjjd. Okay?
On Facebook.
On Facebook.
So yeah, feel free.
Jacko, is yours different?
Slightly, but it's a similar kind of... But that one's already beautiful, so I don't even want to add to that. But I love it when we do get, you know, these kinds of, you know, affirmation, you know, like words of affirmation from people. But I like it more when you know that you've made someone's day better. Yeah. And I like, what did she say? I like
it's
that
a service.
Line. What's that line in her email? It's like, make, like, you know, one of her days a little more bearable.
Yeah.
And in a time like this, you know, we have each other and we have... You know, whatever it is that we're doing here, even if, you know, we're talking about love or we're talking about, you know, a guest, that's one of the things we aim for. And I'm sure even Inka's podcast, it aims to do something, it gives value, right? So I like being a part of something like this or having friends that provide that kind of value. And I'm very happy when I hear that that value that we're trying to give is actually something that's being received.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whoever you are who sent that email, we wish you the best and we hope that every day not only becomes bearable, but it becomes better.
Yeah.
And thank you. Thank you so much. That made my night, other than obviously this whole conversation. But
yeah.
And to this person,
I think that's a good way to end it.
Know also that Danny and I, when we were talking about this earlier on, we prayed for you. Like, said a little prayer for you. So
we're rooting for you.
And we're rooting for you, Yun. So with that, I hope that this isn't the last time we get Inka on the show. I mean, we have on Wednesdays, right? So it's like, it's nice to have this space also where it's just the four of us talking, you know, and we get to sort of push ourselves to talk more and explore different topics. And yeah, thank you for being on the show. Congratulations on still being number one in the podcast charts.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
It's, yeah. And it's so consistent. How long have you been in number one now?
Months,
14
weeks?
Episodes.
Oh, dude.
14 you know what I mean? Episodes.
Yeah.
So do check it out. The number
I'm so thankful.
Wow. Yeah. I can say that.
The
thanks.
Number one Spotify
the number
podcast.
One podcast in the Philippines. Sleeping
in the Philippines.
Yeah. Dude.
What makes
on
me
on Fridays.
What really just makes
yeah,
me
yeah, we're
happy
really happy you're here.
Yep. No, thank you. But just knowing that I have the ability and the platform to help people sleep better, to help people, even for just a few minutes, forget about their worries, to help people, just to help people with whatever
yeah.
burden they're carrying. Because at this point, we really have nothing else in this pandemic but these social ties. Mm. And we can't even that's see right. each other or touch each other
yeah.
or hug each other. So that's what I want to kind of, that's the kind of feeling that I want to impart when people listen to my podcast is I want them to feel like I'm hugging them.
Yeah.
Because in every episode that I record, in every script that I write before I record, that's what I see in my head. I'm visualizing giving each and every one of the people who listen to Sleeping Pill a hug. That's always what I think of when I'm recording. Oh my God, I'm going to get emotional. When I'm recording, I'm just like, I close my eyes and I try my best to make my hug felt through the sound of my voice.
That's beautiful, Inks.
Because
yeah, and I think
need
you
that
do that.
Now.
Yeah. You do that. You do that yeah. really well. I mean, not only because the quality of your voice is very comforting, but also the words that you put, the content that you put out. And you know, we were just talking about this like earlier. Like I just got to hang out with Inka the other day because, you know, we've yeah. known each other since Feb virtually, but we never really got to hang out. And yeah, I guess even from someone of my perspective, I want to say that, you know, we're very, very proud of everything that you've done.
Thank you.
And everything that you've become in the past, you know, I don't know, since you started this. And
yeah.
we're very excited for where you're going to go, right?
Yeah,
so thank you for being here.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, no. It's really, really nice to see. It's really nice
thank
to see.
Thank you.
Congrats, Inky.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And with that, please do follow this podcast so we can also say that we're in the number 100. We're not even in the top 100.
Sige na, guys, please. Sige na.
Please do.
No.
But seriously. I mean, we don't do this for the accolades or the numbers, really. We do this because me, Justin, and Danny, we have the live with the Inka every Wednesday on our Facebook page. But we do this because we just
love
you know,
to talk.
Love to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much. A little too much. But yeah, I could see my family already staring me down because we've
yep.
been, it's already 11:30.
Yep.
But yeah, but thank you so much. Thank you guys.
Thanks,
you know,
guys.
This quarantine has been, yeah, yeah. You guys make my week bearable and my family makes it wonderful. But a lot of the problems, you know, nandito pala, and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, this whole quarantine for everyone is different and we're all trying to survive and get by. And this podcast and everything that we've been doing, and of course, my son, my wife, my family, like all of that is, I love that I have to say it now. And now it sounds like I'm just saying it because I like didn't say it the first time. No, but we're trying to look for something that makes every day a little more bearable because of everything that's going on, violence and unrest and all of that. And I could see my wife's hand kind of going like, please, Jack,
pestilence.
But yes, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I guess, Justin, you know what? Let's end it on that. So go take it away.
So again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to those of you who are reaching out. But if you're not reaching out and you just like to listen, that's fine. We love you too. And we pray for you all the same. Yeah. Okay?
If you're not reaching out, why?
like our very, very beautiful, wonderful email. I mean, there are people who are silent listeners.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy that we are reaching a lot of people.
Yeah. So with that, again, if you do want to reach out, again, it's at OnCallWithJJD, at OnCallWithJJD on social media. And you can reach us as well with your questions and guest suggestions and stuff. OnCallWithJJD@gmail.com. Okay. You can follow me online at Justin Kirino.
At Jaco De Leon for me.
At Danny Moini for me.
and at Inka Magnaya for me.
Check out Sleeping Pill with Inka every Friday.
On call. With Justin, Jacko, and Danny.
Goodbye, everybody.